whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And the Knicks avoided the disaster of what would have been a 4-game losing streak against an 8-28 Raptors team, where they come out, take care of the Raptors, 112-98. And I got to tell you, like, I finally got the Gotham app, so I was able to watch the game after a couple of games where I was reliant on others. But, you know, the thing about this team, and listen, there's always going to be the argument about the minutes. There's always going to be the discussion about the coach. There's always going to be discussion about the bench. And we actually saw, all starters played under 40 minutes in this game. Look, it's a bad Raptors team. I'm not going to make a big deal out of the win. It's more of just avoiding the loss, feeling good about it. But I got to be honest with you. Watching Karl Anthony Towns, I mean, this guy is right now the MVP of the team and a top five MVP candidate in this league right now, because you watch him and the difference between what this Knicks team looks like. Now, offensively, it wasn't a brilliant game. They weren't completely, like, they're still struggling a little bit. They're going through it a little bit, and he's obviously going through some pain with his left knee. I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, we watch this guy. He's grimacing the entire game. He's pushing through an injury. He's doing things that I was told, and I know this isn't necessarily the only thing when you talk about the narrative around Karl Anthony Towns and the soft nature of him, and really it comes to big games and everything else that went with his time in Minnesota. But right now, I mean, you watch this guy fight through it. He's grimacing from the first part of the game. You know, the last time he played, you saw him, you know, practically hobbling up the court down the stretch of the game. And this guy comes in, and the difference in this offense, the difference in the way OG Anunoby plays, the difference the way this team plays. And let's be honest, Brunson, as great as he is, and as much as he's the leader of the team and the captain of the team, he is not having the same type of season he's had. And maybe that's part of Cat being there, and maybe that's part of the dynamics of the team changing. And, you know, I don't think we were expecting him to have to be the player he was, certainly down the stretch of last year and into the postseason. But Karl Anthony Towns, his ability to stretch the floor, his ability to make the defense worry about him, open it up to three-point shooting of OG, and they got the Knicks got themselves a little bit more under control from three-point land, where they shot, you know, at least 36%. OG Anunoby, obviously, 4 of 6 from three-point land. They were, you know, significantly better than they've been over the last couple games. But Karl Anthony Towns and what he brings to this team offensively, and the toughness, that's right, I'll say it, the toughness he is bringing to this Knicks team. You know, now I know it's an injury that, and a, you know, that necessarily shouldn't cause you time, and it's just a battle through, but that's what he's doing, battling through. The two games he's missed against, you know, the Pistons and the Magic, they lost both of those games. They are a different team with Karl Anthony Towns on the court, and watching this guy be able to do what he does. Now, we know his limits, right? We understand he's not the greatest of rim protectors, but what he's doing at the basket right now, what he's doing just spacing out the floor, and he allows the rest of this team to have it open. And again, a brutal night shooting for Bridges, where he's 2 for 11. He had a rough night. But you see the ability of OG Anunoby come through at a different level when Karl Anthony Towns is on the floor. And going against the Raptors, and obviously the trade from last year, OG, you know, he's played well against the Raptors every time the Knicks have played him. But just to watch those two guys go through it, and to watch this Knicks team, as you saw the, you know, the game of the week, Oklahoma City against Cleveland, and you're looking at this Cleveland team that wins the, you know, another big game. They are the clear-cut, you know, number one seed in the East, and you're thinking about how this team is going to possibly win a championship and get back to at least an Eastern Conference Finals, and you just see Karl Anthony Towns be able to transform this team, what they are without him and what they are with him. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns right now is one of a top five candidate for MVP in this league, and clearly, right now, with this team, more important than Jalen Brunson. Like, that's what I've taken out of the last handful of games and seeing him and how the team responds to him. Yes, Brunson is the captain of this team. Brunson might be the leader of this team. The most important player on the floor for the New York Knicks is Karl Anthony Towns. and the most important player. And if we, you know, we can quibble about the trade and all it sent away, I think that's kind of gone now. He's been unbelievable. But you look at moving forward, and if we're going to finally get a Knicks team that's capable of contending for an NBA championship, if we are going to get a Knicks team that's going to take them back to the Eastern Conference Finals, if we are going to get a Knicks team that over the next couple of years where it's going to feel like the 90s, where year in and year out, you know, they're contending at least. I know we had the Michael Jordans of the, you know, Michael Jordan stopping them from ultimately becoming a legitimate contender year in and year out. And I don't think, as good as the Celtics may be, and as, I mean, I don't trust Cleveland, they're having a great year, but I don't think there's a team in the East right now that would prevent the Knicks from being a steady contender. Right now, the most important player for the New York Knicks is Karl-Anthony Towns, and it ain't close. It ain't close. You go into a big game, you go into a big series. Right now, if you said you're down Brunson or you're down Cat, I'd rather be down Brunson. And I didn't think I would say that. I still, yes, that's right. Ray's looking at me. I still feel that. I feel that way right now, Ray.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a hot take.
It's a hot take.
It's a guard-driven league, man.
I understand that. I'm saying this team right now, the way they're playing and how he spreads the floor and the way Brunson has played here. Now, look, again, these aren't the biggest threat. They've gone on a winning streak during some of the lesser teams. He doesn't need to be that guy. They'll start to find their way. But when big games come, he'll take over at different times. I still want him to be the guy, for the most part, in Brunson, to be the guy who gets the last second shot, to be the guy with the ball in his hands at the end of the game. I still trust him with the ball in a guard-driven league. I get that. But I honestly think his impact on this particular team and the way they're playing right now and what you get from OG Anunoby in particular. And yes, he's been able to stay healthy, one of the only Knicks, I think the only starting five member who's played every single game this year, and that's obviously been an issue for OG Anunoby, and to see him play every night's been good. But to me, the way Cat stretches the floor, I think it helps OG Anunoby's game as much as Brunson or anyone else. And so when I look at this team, right, what's the one game Brunson didn't play in, I believe they won, and the two games that Cat hasn't played in against the Pistons and against Orlando, they lost. And I'm not saying it's going to be this way forever. I understand who the captain of this team is, who became the leader of this team, who's the guy, and maybe he's purposely taking a backseat or he's just having an off start of the year. But when I look at this Knicks team and I watch them play, and maybe it's because I'm harking it back to the 90s and their best team was their center, and sure, he's not the perfect player and he's got a lot more to improve and he's got a lot more to, you know, I shouldn't say improve, but prove to, you know, change the narrative that he's built over a short career here with the Minnesota Timberwolves. But I watch this team right now, and I think Karl-Anthony Towns is the most important Knick, and the Knick that's going to determine whether or not, like, I mean, and we knew this when they made the trade, whether or not, you know, you go star hunting, and is this the right guy? And so many people were against it, didn't love the trade, but you knew you would have to bring in another star if they were going to be someone to compete with the Boston Celtics, compete with the Western Conference, and go out there and be a championship contender. That's what most people felt heading into last year. I know we all fell in love with that team and the way they played down the stretch and how tough they were. And if it weren't for injuries and just falling apart at the end of the year, maybe they could have been that team to get back to an Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe. But what I know is it's a star-driven league, as much as Ray said, it's a guard-driven league. And Karl-Anthony Towns is playing like a freaking star.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, sure.
Has the Cat trade been an even bigger return than anticipated as a Knicks fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I definitely think it has. I think he's played better. And again, I'm saying he's more important to the team right now than Jalen Brunson. And that would have been, as great as Karl-Anthony Towns has been for his career, and as much as he's been perceived a star longer than Brunson's been perceived a star, over the last couple of years, Brunson's taken over this Knicks team without question. Right, that's what made Julius Randle kind of expendable. Partly is that they both played they both needed the ball as much to be the stars of the team, and that's why at the end of last year, like Marco Belletti, you'll hear on updates all morning, he was telling me that, you know, the team is better without Julius Randle last year. That many people felt like that the team was better last year after the Julius Randle injury because of the, you know, as great as Brunson was to start the year, and as great as he was in his first season, he really became the Knicks in the second half of the year. And I think even though it's just, you know, a game against the Raptors, it's avoiding a four-game losing streak. It's more of a win of relief than it is a win of, you know, sort of, you know, getting all hot and bothered with it. But I'm just saying, when I watched the team and we saw him not play the previous game and we saw the offense, and we can talk about tired and we could talk about, you know, the when you worry about your legs, you talk about the three-point shot, you talk about defense. And against an Orlando Magic team that was missing their top four scorers, to lose that game, clearly the defensive effort wasn't what you would hope it would be. And certainly shooting 18% from behind the floor, that points to legs. So it's not the only reason they lost was Karl Anthony Towns isn't there. We're talking about the bench. We're talking about, you know, waiting for the second big man to get back from his injury. But ultimately, from the couple games I've seen where Karl Anthony Towns doesn't play, and the ability of, you know, OG Anunoby, who's quite clearly the third best player on this team, I feel like his game elevates too when Karl Anthony Towns is on the floor. His ability to play from behind the arc, under the basket, the effect it has on the defense, the open shots it creates for OG, the ability of even OG to get closer to the basket. He had some easy baskets in this game that I felt Karl Anthony Towns is part of getting for him. So for me, he elevates the team right now. The way they're playing right now, Karl Anthony Towns is as important to Nick as there is, more important than Jalen Brunson. And we'll see if that continues. And then the question is, off of that, because that's the way I'm viewing it at the moment, the question off of that is that what's best for the Knicks? Is the team better if Karl Anthony Towns is their guy? Is the guy down the stretch? Is the guy late in games? Is their best player for the season? Is that a better version of the New York Knicks? Or are we waiting for Brunson to step up again? Because again, I mean, it's not like Brunson has been bad this year, but 5 for 13, 1 for 4 from 3, 13 points. 7 assists, 6 rebounds. That's all he needed. They won the basketball game going away. They won the basketball game easy. They pulled away in the fourth quarter. It was tight at times, but they pulled away in the fourth quarter. But we talked so much last year about what kind of basketball team the Knicks were and what they transitioned after the injury and the rise of Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson clearly doesn't have to be that guy, and that's part, if not the entire part, of the Karl Anthony Towns trade, was to bring another star in here, maybe reshape the team, not need to rely on Brunson so much to get through a seven-game series, not so much to get through an entire season. And so maybe right now the Knicks are, you know, playing a style of basketball that will reshape itself when it gets down to playoff time and when it gets down to bigger games. But right now it feels like Karl Anthony Towns is the most important player for them. He's their MVP. He's the guy they rely on. He's the guy that makes it all work at the moment. I'm not sure you can argue it. The question is that the best way for the Knicks to go forward? And is that their best team? Or are they at their best when Jalen Brunson, the proven leader of this team, the guy who would score 50 when they needed it in the playoffs last year, a guy who was there to beat Philadelphia, and a guy who, you know, did everything he could before they all just fell apart around him in the playoffs last year, are they better off with Brunson being the guy, or can they play this game of basketball? Are they better off with Karl Anthony Towns being their most important player?